No, I saw Henry at the Tupelo Honey location.
Oh, okay.
And he tapped me on the shoulder. I was about to leave, and he's like, "Hey, man, are we still?" I said, "Yes, sir."
I think he's looking forward to it. He was a little jealous last week when I hung out with you and had a few drinks. He's like, "Oh, my turn."
We're going to the Thirsty Lion. Have you ever been there before?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. He and I went with another couple, but yeah.
Yeah, so he'll be my plus one.
I love that.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there a bunch of times. There's one in Denver, Colorado that's right downtown. That's a lot of fun as well. But no, it's just they got great food.
Yeah, we've gone one other time, or just one time really, and we went with another couple and really post COVID. And so it was good. It was really good.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Oh, sorry, my watch went off. I hate wearing these Apple watches. They're so annoying.
Because they're constantly
they're constantly going off. Cool. Well, my name's Alex, with Simply Gold. Thanks so much for joining. I've got my guest here today, Kendra McKitty with Abby Holiday.
Hi, Alex.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I love that shirt on you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's bright. It's exciting. It reminds me of the orange belt that I always wear that doesn't match anything. But you're matching, so you're doing much better than I am. But thanks so much for joining. I really appreciate it. Coming into our studio here at the Frisco Formation at the Star in the office here. You got a lot of things going on.
That's the story of my life.
I don't know how you do it all. Like, you're at a lot of networking events. You're running your real estate business. You're married. You've got kids. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how I do it. So when I look at you, I'm like, how is she doing it? How am I supposed to do it?
You know, I don't know. Everybody says that. I thrive in chaos. Like, that is the story of my life. If there's not something going on, then I don't feel like I'm being my purpose or mm-hmm. whatnot. I don't know. It's crazy like that.
Yeah, and every time I see you, you're smiling or you're happy.
Thank you.
Which is great. I mean, that kind of emotion, it carries. It's you know, contagious. People are attracted to it, and they want to be around those types of individuals. A lot of our customers, a lot of people we worked with in the past and in the future, you know, they're people like us. They're out there in, you know, boots on the ground. I mean, you are literally out in the field every single day, or at least four times a week. I mean, do you ever take a day where you're just not meeting with people or trying to grow your business?
Sometimes on Saturdays, a lot on Sundays. Sundays I tend to try to reserve for church and family time and all of that. But I mean, I like meeting people, so being out there is fun for me. Mm-hmm. It plugs me in. It gives me energy.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. And, you know, being a realtor, have you been a realtor like your whole life, or is this something new that you just started?
No, I've been in real estate going on 9 years now. So it is not new.
All at the same place?
My first year, I was at Century 21 Judge Fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left from there in year two and went to Ebby and have been at Ebby since. So I love Ebby.
Very cool. Did somebody bring you to Ebby or did you just stumble across a new opportunity there?
Kind of both. There were a few agents at Century 21 that left prior to myself leaving. And when the time came for me to kind of start looking at other opportunities, I reached out to them and said, "Hey, you know, can you help me here?" And so one particular, Wanda Charles, she connected me to the office manager at Ebby, and I went in and met with her and walked out and said, "It's a no-brainer. This is where I need to be."
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I've had the opposite with jobs that I didn't want to work at. I had a recruiting job. I lasted through lunch and I was like, this is not where I want to be, and left and never came back.
I don't know if I've ever had a job that was like that short, like just only through lunch. I mean, I've had a few short stints at places, but
yeah,
I don't think ever because.
No, it was crazy. I knew at that moment I never wanted to work in a large corporate, Ebby is a big company, but this was like Cube Farm land, you know, where there was 2,000 of us.
That's a lot of people.
You know, so it was easy to get lost, you know, but, you know, being in real estate, there's a lot of realtors in the Dallas-Fort Worth and Frisco market. You know, how do you separate yourself from the noise or just a lot of your colleagues? We don't need to call them competitors. I don't think they're competitors. They're just colleagues. You know, how do you separate yourselves?
You know, we're all different. I mean, I'm a big believer in your vibe attracts your tribe. And so, you know, I may not be the realtor for every person just because my vibe is different. You know, you say I'm in here, I'm bright, and I've got bright clothes on, and I'm smiling, and that may just not be what somebody's looking for. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just, I love my fellow realtors. I love working with them, and you know, I don't know what the right word is, collaborating with them to be better. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as far as making myself stand out, I'm just me. And you either like me and you like the things that I have to offer. I do offer different things than other realtors do, or you don't, and you choose someone else, and that's okay. There's plenty enough business to go around. I don't sweat it too terribly much.
Do you have an area that you'd like to specialize in?
I call it North Dallas, and anybody that lives around here knows what North Dallas really kind of means, but a lot of people don't. I tend to try to stay, you know, north of the George Bush, mm-hmm. Just because that's really where my area of expertise is. It's where I live. It's where I play, you know, Plano, Frisco, Prosper, Salina, McKinney, you know, those kind of areas. So
I really see you as somebody that's a self-starter that gets up every morning, is ready to attack. What are some of those things that are motivating you to get that going?
I love that that's the way you see me, because that is not how I am. I struggle to get up in the morning, but just, you know, my everyday why is my family. I mean, plain and simple, it's just to get up and go out there and do what I have to do so that I can provide for my family in long term. You know, my goals would be to provide long term for them, kind of set up a, I can't think of the word. Help me here, Alex.
Yeah, no worries. I was like, this is her why now.
For future, right? I mean, right. I've got my fourth grandbaby on the way. My daughter says she's having more. If my son-in-law has anything to do with it, they'll have six total. And So that's a lot of grandkids.
Your son-in-law, that's Wade.
Yeah, Wade.
So Wade, if he has anything to do with it, there'll be six of them?
He wants six kids.
Holy smokes. Oh, that's a lot of kids. I have two, and I'm tapped. I'm tapped.
Yeah, my son has two and he's out. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But there was always this running joke that when, because I only had two, I had one of each and we were done. And there was this running joke that if they wanted to be in the will, they each had to have four kids apiece, because mm-hmm. I wanted a large, you know, pile of grandkids. And so then they started having kids, and my son told my daughter, he goes, here's the deal. You want more, so you have four, and then I'll have you have six and I'll have two, and then that will get you
the eight.
Get mom right. The eight, and then we can share the will. And my daughter said, you've lost your mind, because that means it's all mine, none of it's yours, right? And then the grandbaby started coming along, and they've all realized that they're going to get none of it. The grandkids are getting it all.
Jeez, man.
They're already getting it all.
So I was, my kid was, I think three or four. He was in T-ball. So we're doing T-ball. We're at the field. It was like a Sunday, like around lunch, right? So we're doing the game, and I'm just hanging out, whatever, enjoying the weather. I remember going up to the coach. The coach was real cool. His wife was just as nice. And I was like, hey, coach, like, what are you guys doing after this? And I was like, do you want to go get like a margarita or like, you know, have lunch? And they're like, no, we can't. We have gymnastics after this. And then after that, like, we need to go to swim class. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking? I'm going to Margarita Land, and then I'm going to take a nap. And I knew at that point I wanted to space them out. So I've got a 2-year-old now and an 8-year-old, a boy and a girl. And once I had one of each, like, my circle of life was complete.
Yeah, that's what my husband said about us. He said, we have one each. We don't need any more. And I pretty much think that that's what my son said. Faith and Wade will have one of each. And, I mean, she's due any day now. And she told my brother the other day, he asked, are you going to have more? And she goes, like, yes. So, there. I mean, she has no doubt she's going to have more. So,
you come from, or you have a family of entrepreneurs, in my opinion. It's like you've got your real estate empire that you're growing. Henry has his business that he's working on. Mm-hmm. Wade's starting a brand new company literally like yesterday that he's super pumped about. Where does all that energy come from? Or where is that drive to want to just be your own boss come from and start something?
That's so funny, because, I mean, I've touched on my sales history in the past, but never really thought about it in a broader sense. Like you just brought it up, and there's actually a lot there. So my grandmother, I was born into sales. My grandmother was a young grandmother, just like I am, and she and I were extremely close. And she grew up selling home interiors. And if you're not from around here or of a certain age, you have no idea what home interiors is. But it's basically like Mary Kay, but it's like things for your home. So candlesticks and pictures and, you know, all that kind of
stuff. I was close. I had drapes in my hand.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I don't know if they ever actually sold drapes, but probably pretty close. I don't remember. But she was like one of the top producing ladies with home interiors for pretty much, you know, many, many years. And so I always helped her with that and helped her in that aspect. And then she went from there to selling furniture. And so she's always been sales. So that's kind of been in my blood. And then my mom met my stepdad when I was very young. I guess I was probably 4 or 5 when they met and got together. And his dad owned a business in Frisco. And that kind of morphed into my stepdad ending up owning that business and growing that business. He grew it from 1 or 2 welding supply stores to like 4 welding supply stores. And then he also owned a muffler shop. He sold off the welding supply stores, sold the muffler shop to my brother, who now is opening his 3rd muffler shop in the area. And
I didn't even know that. So your brother's doing small business also.
Henry. Yeah.
Who did I miss anybody?
No.
That's a lot. That's a lot going on.
But that's, I mean, I guess I've just have kind of been born or raised in that entrepreneurial mm-hmm. spirit, I guess.
I'm sure it's no picnic.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard work. I laugh every time I see somebody on Facebook. I think I'm going to get my real estate license. And I just laugh because, I mean, I'm not saying don't do it, but right. most people don't realize how hard it is.
Right. And I think so. One of the reasons why we created this podcast, right, is to really speak to and help people understand that, you know, like anything else, this is all a career also. And there's many times where we have fallen forward, you know, cried in our car, you know, decided that we can't do this, you know, and every day just show up and do the very best we can. You know, so, I mean, like, what's some advice you would give? Really just, I mean, whether it's one of your family members that are working on their business, an owner, entrepreneur that's working with ours, or just somebody that you meet that's going through that same struggle. How do they get through that?
You know, the biggest thing is just actually getting up and showing up every day, even on the days that you don't want to get up and show up. And, you know, it's a little bit different if you own a storefront business, right? Because that storefront business requires you to get up and open the door every day. If the door's not open, they're not coming in to buy donuts or candy or get their oil changed, whatever it is they're doing. But when it's somebody like myself or like you that we don't have a storefront to open, some people tend to forget that it's truly running and starting your own business. And you have to think about it like that, just if it was a 7-Eleven that you were opening mm-hmm. or whatever the situation would be. You know, you have to get up, you have to put money into it. So be prepared, you know. I think that was one of the biggest things that I can remember for me was that when I started, I kept working. I worked another job when I first started real estate.
So you're at the first real estate place and you're working another job?
Yes.
Also. So what were you doing then?
I had an in-home daycare.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that was fun. 5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. I love
my next door neighbor had an in-house daycare, but I think she only made it like 2 years before it drove her nuts.
It didn't drive me nuts. I love them all, but I wanted a little bit more freedom with my kiddos. Mm-hmm. They were graduating high school and going off to college and all that. So, but yeah, so it's just, you know, remembering that, you know, you've got to have the financial funds to support this business, whether you're working a part-time job in the beginning or whether you have so much money put aside, you know, because we pay for everything, you know,
right.
Marketing, advertising. For us, lot boxes, staging, pictures, signs in a yard.
Yeah, just because you've made, quote unquote, let's say on a gross, you know, $4,000 for a home, there was a lot of money that probably went into that in like the yard signs, the business cards, the coffees that you buy. I mean, I think a lot of people don't really understand that networking in itself is a business model, right, or a marketing plan. There's a lot of time that goes into it. There's a lot of resources that go into it. You've got to really set KPIs or keep track of your progress along the way. And you spend a lot of time in front of people, and you do face-to-faces, and you build relationships. I'm certain that a lot of those might be difficult to measure, you know, early on.
Oh, 100%. And even measuring it now, it's hard to put a price on that to anybody, you know?
Right.
But again, it's what you put into it. You know, I can do no face-to-faces a week and spend no money on coffee or lunches or a happy hour, or I can do three, you know, and I can set my limit on what I spend or,
right.
You know, it's definitely, I guess that's the biggest thing, is just really realizing it is a business. You're just not going to walk in and make money. It's not going to pour in.
Yep. Customers of ours, you know, within marketing, they work with us. We call it the mud. So the mud is what we describe as like that first couple of months where you can't really see or tangibly put a result to it. That's when if we lose a customer, it's the same, right? Describe kind of your mud was like, or, you know, maybe it was a couple of years, maybe it was the first couple of months starting as real estate where you're like, what am I doing here? Or how did I, you know, am I really making progress? Am I really moving myself forward? What was that experience like?
Yeah. So I, for sure, my first year I was in the red, 100%. And it was probably midway through my second year before I started even hitting that black of being in the positive. And then being in the positive is just being in the positive. That's not even like any huge gains, right? You know? So, I mean, it was probably year three or four for me before I really started. I mean, every year I grew, but to actually start seeing, you know, the fruits of my labor was really probably close to 3 or 4 years in.
Yeah.
As far as to be able to kind of feel like, okay, this is good.
What made it different though? Like what made that third year different? Was it just not giving up? Was it kind of doing the same things, or did you have to make a strong pivot into something that, like, a different way to get to that point?
I think it was just consistency, like consistently doing what I knew I needed to do. You know, I'm super big on building relationships with my clients, trying to stay in relationship with my clients, because in real estate, most of our business is referral or repeat business. So you've got to,
right.
You got to do that. So that was probably about that third year or so was finally probably when I started getting like referrals and a little bit of that repeat business of, you know, if somebody was looking for another property or, I have had one client who has bought and sold with me twice because she didn't like the house that she was in either time. So, you know, but she trusted me to keep that on going with her. And so due to like neighbors and stuff, not the house itself, but anyway, you know, it's just, I think it was just consistency, staying consistent, figuring out, okay, what works. If it's not working, if I spend a year doing it, and in that year I've done it and I've measured the reward versus cost. And if that's not there, then I need to pivot that. You know, you can't kind of beat a dead horse, but at the same time, you have to give it an opportunity to work.
Right. You have to give it an honest try.
Yeah.
It's not a couple of days. It takes months, you know, to really measure if something's working. That's usually what we tell people. It's like, no, there's no contract. There's no time limit. You know, you can cancel in 30 days. But if you really want to understand if this is working for you, you've got to be mentally in the game for 3 months, 90 days at least. 3 to 4 months.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my thing is like, would you quit on your business in 30 days? Are you going to quit what you've spent the money to do, like even to get real estate license or whatever it is you have to do? There's money involved and sometimes classes and time. Are you going to quit on it in 30 days? And nothing that's worth having is easy.
Right. Yeah. Nothing that's worth having is easy at all. I almost am at the point now where like I'm insulted by people that just think it's easy, you know, or they quit so early, and it's like, you know what, maybe this wasn't deserving for you. You know, maybe you don't really deserve the opportunity to be in the fruits of labor of building a business, you know. 2021, January, we opened here, Simply Gold. The first year we made $60,000, which is not a lot of money, you know, because, you know, of the time that you're putting into it. Probably couldn't have gotten a job that paid more, twice as much. Year two made about the same. So yeah, like year two, we were like, is this it? Is this all we have? But then January 2023, we joined Master Networks and got into networking, and everything changed. But even then we had to be consistent. We didn't get a single dollar back in return for 4 whole months because we were doing that whole bond method. We were building the relationship.
Yeah.
And it took us 4 months for us to learn how to articulate who we were. to the networkers, My first feedback that I got from a peer was nobody understands what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I just told them what I did, you know, for 30 seconds. And they're like, it doesn't make any sense. One thing I really like about you, Kendra, is you spiel you, like what you're describing. If you don't like this for face value, I might not be for you, and that's okay. That's my takeaway about when I meet you and introduce you to others. I'm like, you really have to meet her energy. You really have to see, you know, the type of enthusiasm that she brings. And oh, by the way, she sells real estate, and she's really good at it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's taken a while to get to that point where I don't care what other people think, but that's okay. It works. And I don't, you know, it's not that I don't care what other people think. That's not the right way. But like, just to be, I am who I am. And I'm not everyone's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that. And the people who I am their cup of tea, I embrace wholly. I mean, I'm a huge, I don't know, once you're mine kind of thing, you know? I mean, once you're in my grasp, and I will do anything for the people that mm-hmm. that's where they land. So, but, you know.
Yep. So what's the future like for you? I mean, this can't be it, right? What are your goals? Share them with us. What's the rest of 2024 look like, and in the next couple of years?
You know, it's so funny because before 2024, I had a different answer, and I honestly am not 100% sure what the future holds right now. I see God doing a lot of changing in mine and Henry's life, and just with you know, his new career path that he's taking and everything else. So I really don't know where God has us going. If, you know, if I could go sky's the limit and what does this look like for me, you know, I would love a family real estate business. I would love that my family was working with me, for me, and it was something that they could take on when I didn't want to do it anymore,
right?
You know, and that, and I would like to see my real estate business grow to where I'm work, you know, we have a, you know, in the state of Texas, you can't be a property manager unless you're a broker. So I'd love to have my broker's license and have a property management division of my real estate business. I would love to have a division that was connected with contractors. So that way I could help, you know, somebody says, I want to buy this house and I want to flip it. And I'm like, great, let me help you find one. And I have contractors here that will help you at the best dollar, at the best, you know, quality, get that home flipped for you, and kind of had like that part of a division of the business as well.
Okay.
That would be like ultimate goals.
No, I think that's huge. I mean, they say if you're not scared of your dreams, like, you're not dreaming hard enough.
Oh, that scares the heck out of me.
I'm terrified. I mean, we have team members, like employees. Like, I never thought I didn't really want employees. It's kind of not my thing. I always feel like people should work with each other, not for. And I think just having employees just by definition kind of breeds like the wrong culture that I'm trying to drive, but it's also necessary for us right. to scale. I've had to learn the hard way over the last couple of years to start, you know, I really need to delegate. I really need to understand what I'm not good at and bring in support to help fill those gaps. What are some areas that you feel like, you know, you're just like, man, I'm not good at this. There's one or two things that you've had to overcome and really try to, you know, provide solutions for yourself to help grow your real estate business.
I'm horrible at social media. Horrible. That is like the worst for me. I see all these great, you know, oh, cute pictures, and they remember. Like, I don't even remember. Like, I'll have great ideas in mind. Like, oh, I went to the chiropractor yesterday, and, you know, they're from Master Network. So I was going to take a picture and do a little video and be mm-hmm. like, oh, you know, I mean, I forget. I don't even think about it. It's just not there. So I'm horrible at social media. I'm really good about having a lot of ideas, but actually putting them into play is harder for me. It's just where my mind is. I almost need somebody there to take my idea and make it work for me, if that makes sense.
It makes 100% sense. So two things to that point. That's called a wanderer by a certain definition. We follow the five types of working genius within our business here. And the wonder you have to have, it's necessary. So you have to have one of each for the five. That's the person that has to create, innovate, has an idea, a light bulb moment that's like, hey guys, what do you think of this, right? But then you need taskmasters mm-hmm. to implement those types of scenarios. So that's the first thing that we're also learning ourselves. The social media aspect, even though we're a marketing company, you know, we're not great at all social medias. We're also not trying to be. But I did a discovery face-to-face with Shawnee. She's the president of the Wednesday Tupelo chapter. She helps with that type of brand lift. And we got on a formal meeting, and she's like, Alex, I'm looking at all your socials. He's like, I don't see any of it. All I see is your LinkedIn. She's like, what about your Facebook and your Instagram? And it was really almost like a therapy session, mm-hmm. because I had to dig in deep on as to why I didn't have those set up. And the reality was, is because I'm a fearful of what people will think or say, both in my interpersonal relationships, other owners of, you know, within my industry, people that I interact with. You know, I'm purposefully holding things back. Therefore, I'm not reaching my full potential, right? And that's what I learned. Like, I was like, well, Shawnee, I've got to go. I'm starting to get freaked out. You know, I need to go sit in my car and cry a little. She was right. You know, I wasn't sharing anything, family pictures, successes of my business. You know, there's other people in my circle where, you know, I'm afraid if I post something, they'll judge me, you know, for maybe I'm traveling too much. You know, he's going to Vegas again. You know, why is he spending all his money? The truth is I don't spend a lot of money in Vegas. You know, I stay at the cheapest hotels I can find. There's a Coney Island hot dog, chili dog place downstairs from the D Hotel on Fremont Street. Uh-huh. They're amazing. I have a chili cheese dog every time I go.
We've never stayed on Fremont. I mean, that when we take our trip, cause I told you we were all going to take a trip. When we take our trip, well, maybe then we'll stay on Fremont.
there's better places to stay than on Fremont.
Excalibur was our, an expensive place that we stayed at.
Yeah, that's a cool place. I've probably stayed at 20 of the different hotels. I've stayed at the ones that are not casinos. Those are nice too.
Yeah.
The Vidara, I've stayed there. There's no casino inside. It's almost like a condominium.
That's what we need for our pocketbook, yeah, because Henry will be up on, I mean, I'll go to bed and wake up and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning and he's still not there. I'm like, well, please tell me that we're not broke.
Yeah. I love Vegas. There's a Facebook channel. It's called We Work So We Can Go to Vegas or something like that. That fits me perfectly. Mm-hmm. But no, I empathize with that. You know, I was really learning that I was holding a lot back from, you know, from social, but more importantly, just from people that I was afraid to be judged by.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mine just is, I just kind of feel like I don't have the time. I mean, and I've noticed that even that shift in, even over the last couple of years, I mean, I've always posted stuff on Facebook and I'm pretty good about, oh, we're on vacation. Here's a picture of that. And we're doing this. And I've even gotten better about master networks, but it's just when I'm working and I'm in that moment of work, right? Like I'm at a house and it's a house we're listing. There will be agents that will take pictures of them with the stager and staging, and I don't even think about it. My mind is not even in that social media mode. My mind is in staging mode. I'm here with the stager. We're trying to get this house ready. So it's those kind of things that I feel like I miss out the opportunity on. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, there's many, many revenues of ways to bring in money. And if social media doesn't work for me, then it might not work for me. But I wish it worked better than it did, but that's my own fault.
No, we're all learning. I don't know if you see my cowboy hat.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a growth opportunity for me. I mean, I bought that hat. I didn't tell anybody I bought it. I just showed up at home one day with it. And everyone's like, why did you buy that hat? And I'm like, I'm just trying to get out of my bubble. Like, I'm trying to use this as a growth opportunity for myself to just be more outgoing, you know, put myself out there. And then I think even last week I did like this running move,
right? Yeah, at the meeting on Thursday. Yeah.
That was in the same spirit. It was like, let me just do something different.
But I thought it was awesome. And you were like, I know I looked weird. And I'm like, you didn't, you looked great. Like it was perfect. It was the great, you know, energy that we needed.
Yeah. And it works, you mm-hmm. know, it's, you know, I had the best marketing day networking that day. I booked so many face-to-faces. I booked like two or three people. New customers before I even left the place, and it was just because I had tried something new and shook it up, you know, and put myself out there. Now with you and Master Network, so you're the president of the Thursday Shark Club chapter.
Shark Tank.
The Shark Tank. That's a new role for you, right?
Yeah, so that was an interesting one. I'd never been to a master network meeting before. I'd never been to a networking meeting like that. I mean, obviously we have realtor networks where it's all a bunch of other realtors hanging out, which that doesn't make a lot of sense, right?
Are they all wearing their name tags?
Like, yeah. <they do. laughs> You can tell when you're at a realtor. They all have their name tags on and everybody has a drink in their hand.
Yep.
And a title company's paying for it. So anyway, So I was challenged. I'm a big Tom Ferry coaching person who's a big, he's a real estate coach, and he challenged us to get out of our comfort zone because the market has shifted some. And one of the things that he wanted us to do was to get into some sort of networking. So I reach out to this crazy blonde on Facebook that I saw a post on, and I adore her now. I told her the other day I posted a post. She's my purple. But I reached out to her, Erin Pika, and I was just like, hey, you know, what is this? What does this look like? And she said, well, she goes, real estate spaces always take up, you know, those are the first seats to be filled.
How recent was this?
So this was in June of last year, the end of June, beginning end of June, beginning of July. And I,
okay. Cause you make it sound like. Or seem like you've been doing this for a very long time.
So it's even less than that, because when I reached out to her then, I said, she was like, well, she was kind of trying to help me. And I was in Cabo for our friend Brian's 40th birthday. So I was Caboing. So I really wasn't paying much attention. And I kind of stopped responding to her. And so then in, I guess it was like November that I reached out to her and said, hey, reaching back out, you know, what is there a spot? Is there a new chapter opening maybe that I have a spot to go in or whatever? Still had never even stepped foot into a meeting. And she responded back on Facebook and said, no, but why don't we just start you a chapter? And I went, okay, I have no idea. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
That's crazy.
And so I started coming to Master Networks at the end of November, beginning of December of just this last year of 2023.
That like just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
Holy smokes. My mind is blown.
And I walked into the first meeting and I sat around for a few minutes and watched everything and went, okay, maybe this is a cult. And it's not, but you know what I'm talking about, two times. Yeah. So anyway, and then I went to the next one and I said, yeah, this is totally for me. And so that was when we rallied, and I think everything fell in line the way it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. I talked to Gary, and Gary's like, I already have a location at the Shark Club on Thursday mornings. If you want that, you can have that. And I said, perfect. And so then it just became networking like crazy, going to all the meetings, inviting people, encouraging them to join our chapter. And so, yeah, we were able, which you know, because you joined our chapter too, and we were able to launch as a home run chapter.
I'm triple downing on this year. I mean, I was late to the party. I mean, when I joined, I like tiptoed. I like went to a meeting. I was like, this is cool. I kind of sat in the back. And I just went to one meeting. And my chapter was really small. And it wasn't at a restaurant. So we didn't like hang out afterwards. It was like, all right, I'm back to the office. So when I look back at 2023 and my goals for 2024, I was like, you know, I had the biggest year I've ever had. And I half-assed it.
Right.
I did not give it 100%. I like barely did it. And then when I had a bunch of clients, I like stopped going, you know, so I like therefore made excuses, right? Yeah. Just kind of like created ways to not go. So when I went into 2024, I switched chapters. I joined the walk-ons Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And when I came to the new chapter, our chapter, mm-hmm. Thursdays, I saw that as an opportunity to step up into, you know, leadership and really start giving back to what had helped our business grow. So that was kind of my push when I mentioned to Kendra, I was like, you know, I really want to be in leadership. And if not just leadership, I just need to get more involved in it, because it's my turn to send the elevator back down and share like what's gotten me here.
I love that. I love that. And I was so excited when you told me that. And then you mentioned, I was like, yes, we're just going to make you the chapter mentor. I love that.
You know, I got a lot of little like faces like in the first second of that. But then after like second number two and three, it like clicked. People were like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I see Alex all the time. He's always sharing. I mean, more times than not, my testimonials are what has the organization done for myself and my business. If those speeches were any longer, you would see me shed a tear every single time because it's personal.
Well, you know, master networks is personal, period. Like for me, you know, I don't know what business I will get out of it. I mean, hopefully that's obviously the goal, but it's a plug-in for me. It rejuvenates me. I've realized that over the 9 years of real estate, I've kind of been beat down a little bit burnt out and forgot why I got into real estate. And this has helped me remember that it was relationships. Like I want to build relationships with my clients and help them. And, but there's already like there in the short months that I have been there, the relationships that I have gained in Master Networks will be lifelong relationships. If I walked away from Master Networks today and never stepped foot back in there, I have relationships that I know would go beyond Master Networks.
Right.
And so, you know, that I think that says a lot about Master Networks itself and the model and the way that we do things is just, it's very relational. And I love that.
Daryl Bowen, who we interviewed on this podcast, he mentioned it. He described it as he has two cups of coffee a day. The first one is the one that he makes at his house. And the second one is the one that he gets through Master Networks. And he's not talking about coffee, obviously, yeah. Right? He's talking about the excitement, the relationships that he's building, and the opportunities that he has to grow his business, grow himself. I couldn't be more thankful. And that's why I really think it's kind of cool. It's like chapter mentor, chapter advisor. And it's like, at the end of the day, like, just let me just share my success. And if they've done, they want to follow that path, great. If they don't, you know, that's okay too. Just like what you're describing. It's like, if you love this energy, you love what I'm about, my values and how I do real estate, then we should definitely talk and proceed to move forward. But if not, that's okay.
Yeah. I know. I agree. I mean, it's awesome. It's a great, I mean, that's where my husband has the job opportunity he has now. It came from Master Networks. So,
yep. I'm getting to meet with him tomorrow. I'm more than excited for that. And then also just excited to see Wade's business grow.
He's proud of him.
I don't know the guy that well, obviously I've only spent maybe an hour and a half total top with him. But I feel like he's become one of my best friends like overnight, because I looked at him and I'm like, my guy, like, let's go. Like, I almost wanted to grab his arm and be like, you got this. Let's just do it. Yeah. There's a podcast that I listen to where they describe like that big leap, and that's where he's at. Mm-hmm. He had to make a conscious decision to make the leap to, you know, fire his boss is what typically they call it, and to start his business.
And I am so proud of him for that. And it is a big leap, you know, it can bring on big changes. You know, there's a possibility they'll have to move at some point. I'm excited for him and who he's getting to experience this with one of his fraternity brothers that's a very dear friend. Funny enough, they both got married on the exact same day at the exact same time, so they couldn't be at each other's weddings. But just to see them do this, you know, he's young and I know he's got the drive in him and the ability to do it. So I'm excited for him and what that future holds.
Yeah. I'm super pumped. And I'm more excited that I'll get to see it and hang, you know, and just be a part of it. Like you said, Kendra, I mean, all the friends that you make, I mean, I consider you one of my friends.
Yeah.
I know that you feel the same way, just because of the amount of help that you've provided and support, just here recently. So I can't wait to see what, you know, this friendship has in store for the next several months and then hopefully beyond that as well.
Yeah, I agree.
So, absolutely. Well, tell us more about, you know, Abby Holiday, how to get in touch with you. You know, who's that perfect person or ideal person that, you know, or family that you'd like to work with? So that way we can share that with our network.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm at the Ebby in, we call it Plano West, so it's right off of 121, my goodness, it's off of the Dallas North Toll Road. And like I said, I've been there for a long time, love it, it's great brokerage to be with. As far as, you know, getting in touch with me, I am on all social medias and my business is on there as well, but ideal client, you know, my ideal client is just somebody that's ready to take that next step with whatever that looks like, buying or selling a home, and that is ready to be, that's coachable, you know, knows what they want, but it's coachable to listen to what's going on in the market and how we can successfully get them from point A to point B. Whether they're selling or buying or both or
even how to navigate like home as an investment.
Yeah. So, I mean, right now investments are a little bit harder because unless you're ready to pay some cash, but you know, it's still slightly the seller's market. And so there's not a ton of negotiating unless you're, you know, unless you have cash in hand or aren't going to finance a whole lot and you're ready to, you know, may have to put some sweat equity into it too, you know?
I mean, it's, to me, it's tough. The real estate as a whole, I struggle to understand it. I gave it an honest try. But having someone like you to really break it down and go through the steps, I'm sure is tremendously vital. I think sometimes people's perception of a realtor is like, oh, well, they just put the yard sign out, you know, and whatever. But I mean, that's naive to think. I mean, it's a whole industry. They're professionals. You've done it for a long time. I'm sure you take continuous education. You've lived in this area for a long time as well. Mm-hmm. You know, so just really speak to, you know, what's kind of your personal touch that you give your customers or your clients?
I always like to say that my clients become family. And they do. You know, I do everything I can to stay in contact with them throughout. I do client events multiple times a year. I give back to the community. I have what we call closings for a cause, where proceeds from each closing goes to be given back. And I try to make my clients a part of that as well. Like, let them know what's going on, how are things going with that, and just, you know, really letting them be involved. And so I think that is different than some other clients. You know, I would rather have, I don't know. I mean, I would rather have less clients that are really good clients than a bunch of,
right,
you know,
yeah,
fly by night
or whatever.
And sometimes they don't want that, and that's okay. You know, sometimes we do our business, and then they're it's by their choice that they don't want to keep that, you know, stay in that relation. But I try very hard to keep that. We have I have a seller seminar coming up next weekend and then we have a shred event happening at my that myself and a couple other realtors are doing in April. We've done baseball games.
You've been invited to weddings and all that kind of stuff.
I've not been invited to weddings, but I've gotten baby. That's my favorite thing is I've gotten like baby announcements and stuff like that. That's a lot of fun.
That's cool. Well, thanks so much for coming on today and sharing your story and what's really important. At the end of the day, you know, our goal is, you know, if we can save one entrepreneur from not quitting their business, you know, and maybe it's Henry. I mean, it's not going to be Henry, but you know, there are other Henrys out there that wanted to start a company or a dream. And, you know, 30 days in, they're like, I don't know if I can do this. You know, so our hope is at the end of the day, if we can have just one person not quit on themselves and their business and their dreams, then it's mission accomplished, in my opinion.
All right. I 100% agree. I can say that. 100% agree.
Well, we will see you at networking tomorrow, hopefully Friday. But I don't know which chapter I'm going to join for Wednesday. I don't. I've been going to Tupelo, but now I went today to Shark Club.
Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's day one. There was only, you know, 8 of us, I think.
Yeah, we're on my schedule next Wednesday to go.
But I was the 15th person to join our Thursday.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be me again. I don't know. But
you can tell them to wait until there's only 15.
Thanks so much for joining, Kendra. I'll talk to you soon.